From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium prosecutors say police in Brussels arrested 16 suspects in terror raids Sunday, but they say top Paris massacre suspect Salah Abdeslam was not among those detained. Abdeslam, thought to have crossed into Belgium on November 14th, just hours after Islamic State gunmen killed 130 people, wounded hundreds of others in coordinated attacks in Paris, for which the Islamic State claimed responsibility. Meantime, Brussels' subway system and its schools remain closed today, and the city is under highest threat alert. European Commission President Donald Tusk spoke with reporters about the Islamic State threat.
I deeply believe that terrorists will not intimidate us, because, in fact, freedom and solidarity is much stronger than fear and violence. It's also our political obligation to be together against this dramatic challenge, maybe the biggest one in our times.
As part of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's agenda on his current trip to the Middle East is the crisis in Syria, including the civil war plus the efforts by the Islamic State to carve out a caliphate in part of the country. Secretary Kerry is in the United Arab Emirates today. Malian authorities are continuing their search for at least three suspects they believe are connected to Friday's deadly jihadist attacks on the Radisson Blue Hotel that's in the capital, Bamako. 19 people died. A representative from Northern Mali separatist group said the assault on the hotel was an attempt to derail its fragile peace accord signed in June with the Bamako government. This is VOA News. Iran said Sunday it had sentenced Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian to an unspecified prison term. Rezaian was convicted last month on espionage charges. A spokesman for Iran's judiciary announced the sentence on Iranian state television's website, but said it was not finalized. Washington Post foreign editor Douglas Gell spoke with reporters about Rezaian.
I think there's no doubt that Jason has been a victim of this collision in Iran between tectonic forces, including people who are still very much opposed to the nuclear deal with the United States, and I think are doing all they can to block it.
Washington Post foreign editor Douglas Gell says Iran has produced no evidence of wrongdoing by Rezaian. The U.S. State Department called on Iran to vacate the sentence and to set the reporter free. At least 100 bodies have been recovered, and rescue workers in northern Myanmar are pulling more bodies from the rubble today, 2 days after a massive landslide near a jade mine. Officials say at least 100 people are still missing after that collapse. The mine is in Kachin State, about 950 kilometers northeast of Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city. It is home to some of the world's highest quality jade. Opposition leader Mauricio Macri has won Argentina's first-ever presidential runoff election. Ruling party candidate Daniel Scioli, outgoing President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's chosen successor, conceded late on Sunday. Rice University Latin America analyst Mark Jones explained to VOA the political climate that allowed Macri's win.
The economy is in very bad shape, and under Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, we've seen Argentine democracy really take a hit, and the country move from being a robust democracy to one where the rule of law was increasingly unrespected and where corruption was more and more of a problem. And I think that combined with some economic problems and fears regarding security, particularly related to drug trafficking, helped push Macri over the top.
The election comes at a time when Argentina's economy, Latin America's third largest, has stalled. Inflation around 30%, gross domestic product growth is just above zero, and many private economists warn that the Fernandez administration's spending is not sustainable. Global markets mostly lower today as momentum faded from last week's strong gains on Wall Street. Benchmark U.S. crude was down $1.21 to $40.69 a barrel today. It's electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. And the dollar rose to 123.21 yen from 122.79.
That's the latest world news from VOA.